I've owned and operated a bunch of businesses in my life, and my son is a chef, Edward Sweetman, and he's now at the Bel Air Hotel, so obviously knows what he's doing.
In Bel Air, Maryland? Or
the Hotel Bel Air in Beverly Hills. While we had our restaurant here in Baltimore, we were at the Abercrombie, not far down on Biddle and Cathedral, across from the Symphony Center. So I want to give a couple quick stories on restaurant relationships. One is with, first real quick one is with the customers. One night, we have a room in the back that was called the sunroom because the roof is glass, and you could see outside, or at night, you could look up and see the stars. And one night, the worker's server called me downstairs and said, please, Herman, you got to get down here quick. And as I got down into the glass room and looked up, all I could see is this man laying on the top of the glass roof going, please come home. Please, honey, please come home. And he's shouting at the top of his lungs. And his beloved partner was out on a date with another man in the restaurant. All I could see is the owners that this guy is going to come through the glass any moment. But there's also relationships, stories about workers, servers, and how they fall in love. All of you servers and nighttime people, you're crazy. That's how I look at restaurant workers. You don't get enough sun. You clearly do not get enough sun. So we hired a new server, and she worked a couple of days, and she wasn't very good, but she, you know, at least filled the need, and we had some stuff going on out on the floor. So one day, about a half an hour before the side work was supposed to start, she called and said, is Randy there? And I said, yeah, Randy's here. And she said, well, let me talk to him. So I got him to the phone, and he said, yeah, 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 and he hung up. Then she called back about a half an hour later. Is Randy there? I said, you know he's here. He's already talked. Why aren't you here? You're supposed to be here working. Why aren't you here? And she said, well, I'll have to get a ride down. So I went over to Randy and I said, can you tell me what's going on, Randy? And he said, well, you know how goofy she is, Herman. Last night she took me home and we made love. And I got up in the middle of the night and I needed a ride. So I took her keys and I took her car and I went home. I said, where's the car? He said, I don't know. It's her car. Why would she take a goofball like me home with her? Restaurant relationships. I'll close with this last story. As you know, the symphony being next door to us, we had a lot of musicians through the years. Upstairs, we had a hotel with four floors, plenty of rooms for all the guests to come in. And the musicians who would try out for the symphony would stay with us during their rehearsals and during their tryouts. And one night, I got a call about 1:30 in the morning from the police who said, Herman, you have a burglar in your restaurant. And you got to get down here because we're going to turn the dogs loose on the burglar. We can actually see the burglar in the bar in your restaurant. So I get down there about 1:30. They got the place surrounded with police. All I could see is the bad publicity. This is going to be on the news the next day for our restaurant. And it gets worse because we could see a figure down behind the bar. And because I was now there and I could unlock the door, they could let the dog in. As soon as they let the dog in, we saw this figure scurry down the back hallway and take off and go into the kitchen area, of course, followed by the dog. And as the police went in to follow behind the dog, they realized that the burglar had climbed all the way up the back stairs four flights, went out on the roof, and climbed 12 feet up on top of the air conditioning system that sits on the roof. The dog's at the bottom of the ladder barking, barking, and we look up, and they put the floodlights up. It's a little 5-foot woman sitting in a bathrobe only, and she had been trying out for the symphony and didn't get the job. So she went up to the little pub up the street, and at 1 o'clock when they closed, she wasn't finished drinking. So she broke into our bar. She was staying in the restaurant upstairs. Needless to say, the policewoman with the dog said, come on, at least let the dog get a bite out of her. He's all lathered up here. And we said, please don't jump off the roof because this will even be worse publicity. Got her down the steps, got her back inside, told the police we weren't interested in pressing any charges. And, of course, the last thing she said in an inebriated state was, hey, Herman, let's have a drink. That's my stories. As a restaurant owner, when I left, I said I'd never do it again, but there's many fond memories. Thank you all.